it's difficult to say that the learning experience in learning English, because in Hong Kong, I think the schools teaching English is very boring. I prefer to learn English myself is listen to music. And so I think if sometimes I listen to music or watch film or video, that I can fully understand what the music talking about. And it's the best ways to learn English. So I think it's sometimes I can fully understand what the things that the stuff saying is the most memorable learning experience.
I want to talk briefly about your early learning experiences, because you did kindergarten on the mainland and then you started to do primary school in Hong Kong. When you came to primary school in Hong Kong, can you remember if there was a difference between what you had learned and what you were starting to learn?
I think that time is very is a tough time that I crossed over in the two schools, because in mainland it's not very focused on English, but in Hong Kong, you know, English is very important. Then in primary school, I read lots about the books and checking the dictionary to learn English. It's very boring ways. Yeah.
How about reading? Do you have any memorable reading experiences in English?
Reading, I like to reading some books. It's very interesting. Not the textbook. It's some books from by myself. Something like the novels and the sci-fi story books. In is the best way to learn English in fun way.
It sounds like you're really motivated. You can do this stuff all by yourself. It's fantastic. So, do you have any books, novels that you'd like to share with us, the title that you can remember?
I think the Harry Potter's. Harry Potter is the best book that you can read, because it's funny and you learn a lot of things in the books. Yeah.
And your major is visual arts, so how do you use English in this course?
Sometimes we in visual arts we need to read some pictures or some drawings from the website or something that in the museum. But most of them is using English to present the pictures. Then I think that if my English is good enough, then I can fully understand what the picture's talking about. And sometimes I can writing some papers about the pictures using English.